Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Blazers hold the 11th overall selection in the draft. You mentioned on Friday, and you had it Friday, that Blazers workouts are really starting to ramp up.
Yeah, they brought in a group that included Yegor Demin and a couple of the guys that you're expecting kind of in that range, and you're just like, okay. As I understand it, the Blazers are going to have probably one more workout between now and the draft, and that will include guys that were supposed to be a part of that workout, that they weren't in that workout because they picked up a knock. Okay. So nothing serious, but it prevented those guys from being in what was kind of looked at as kind of like the workout of the mm-hmm. the cycle, not just for the Blazers, but just like the biggest workout of like dudes that could go anywhere from 6 through 14.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, that got all those guys in there, huh? Like, okay. One of the guys that nobody's going to be able to work out is Noah Senge, who's playing over in Germany. They advanced in their playoffs. So, and he's actually a guy that is rising up, is the most likely guy to be the disruptor in the top 10. That there's a team, whether it be Brooklyn, whether it be Toronto, that goes, hey, because he had his measurements done at the, they had to have them done, but I think by Saturday was the last day for measurements for the European guys. Measured in, I believe it's 6'10" barefoot with a, just over a 7 foot standing reach, or I'm not going to be 7 foot wingspan.
Jeez.
So he's actually taller than I think people thought. 6'10" barefoot. He's grown, I think, like about 1.5 inches since last year. Cause remember, Ratio Farm came here in the preseason with Asenge and Ben Saroff, the Israeli point guard. And, he's somehow, like, even despite being kind of limited, I think offensively, he just finds a way to produce. And I think he's a guy that people are looking at, like, could he be Pascal Siakamy?
How do you spell Noah Asenge?
So N-O-A, first name, is Noah, and then Asenge is E-S-S-E-N-G-U-E.
Oh, boy, I was way off.
Oh, Sammy, Swami, Swamson,
Swenson, Swenson, Swanson, Samsonite.
He's way off. But, again, he measured, I think, longer than I think people thought, but also maybe a little shorter wingspan. Just seeing him in person, just because he looks so rangy, I was expecting kind of like a 7'2", 7'3" wingspan.
Boy. Yeah, 6'9", 194. I think the 194 makes him look a lot longer.
Yeah, well, he measured in, or he weighed in, I think, at 205.
Okay.
So he's an inch plus taller and 10 plus pounds heavier already than when he started the season.
All right.
So, and he's going to be the second youngest guy in the draft. Only Flag is younger than him. And Flag's birthday is December.
6'10 forward. All right.
Yeah. And, you know, he just does stuff, but it's kind of the mystery box. But he, so leading up to drafts on the media side of things, when you start getting intel, whether it's talking to front offices or talking to scouts or talking to agents or depending on who you talk to, typically by now, we usually have a pretty good understanding of how things are probably going to go.
No idea.
Throw that out the window right now.
Gone.
After two, Philly is just an unknown. Like, what's Daryl going to do? I think the general belief is they're going to make the pick, but they are putting so many different things out there. right now. Like, when you talk about smoke season, buddy, it's full on five alarm fires as far as the smoke that they're generating. Another team that is doing the same is the Brooklyn Nets, who have a metric crap ton of picks. I've heard of multiple promises from various agents and scouts and folks around, and I'm like, that seems kind of weird. That's not how the Nets operate. Not only would, like, that's not how they operate, that's something a little weird, because they have so many picks, which means they have so much volatility, because they could trade back, they could trade up, they could trade out. Like, you just never know. So why would you make promises? And I've heard of multiple promises that they've made, and I'm just like, that's weird. Like, it's one thing to maybe promise a guy with their second pick. I could see that, because I think their second's like 17th, 17th or 18th. But, like, I could see that. Okay, that's around the range that you get those. It's a little more unusual to get promises in the top 10. Not unheard of, but certainly a little more unusual. But as you start to frame this, you start to kind of get an understanding of, like, who's might be available when the Blazers pick. And normally you'd be like, oh, yeah, you have a pretty firm grasp on these three guys will almost certainly be available. That's not the case this year. Like, the, you know, whether it's a guy like Kasparis Jakashionis or Yegor Demin or Carter Bryant, or, like, you just kind of, like, name guy here, you don't know. You just don't know, like, is Toronto going to be a team because – you know, with Masai there, they've favored maybe going after some project kind of guys, whether it be, you know, an OG Anunoby or Pascal Siakam or Scotty Barnes. Yeah, they took him higher, but, like, these are longer, rangier dudes, and that's kind of how they tried to make their entire team basically like 6'8", 6'9", and go down that path. Or do they go for something that's maybe a little more solid? And so, like, because of ownership situation in Toronto and their desire to maybe get back into the fold a little bit, especially with a wide open Eastern Conference, does that change the style of how they do things? Does Brooklyn see themselves like kind of having to reach for the stars in front of them? Houston, you know, everybody wants to point to them as a team for Kevin Durant. Gun to my head, I don't think the Rockets are going to go get Kevin Durant.
Yeah,
I just, and if they do, they're not going to pay out the nose for him.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.